What I'd like to do today is to show you an example of how to develop your product, how to take a sophisticated service, which could be quite complex, and turn it into a crisp product by obeying the rules of breaking down that product into its components, making sure that you have developed those components, then package them back up again. So let's do that by having a look at a real life example. What I'd like to do is to show you our own business as it was about a year prior to this recording as an example of how we looked at our product and made sure that the components were well developed and designed. And if you recall that developing a product needs these four major components. One has to have a clear business strategy and communicate that to the market. One has to understand what one is genius at and make sure that that's communicated as well, and ensure that you don't mess around with those things at which you're competent or below competent. Go for your genius. Then make sure that the services that you deliver are relevant to the market. And finally, allow the client to understand, if I start touching you, if there are touch points in our relationship from becoming moving from a stranger to someone who wants to eagerly meet with you and do business with you, then what does that journey look like? And what does it look like after we've met, after I've said, yes, I want to work with you, and maybe a year into the relationship, once we're onto a review process, what does that journey look like? So those are the four components of your product. And I just want to touch upon what we did to obey those four component rules. Well, I have to tell you that before the Advisor Gym was launched, the Soul Millionaire, which is our holding group, had its own service where I had a newsletter called The Thinking Bench, and that went out initially to 60 people who were then my ex-financial planning clients, or some of them. And for some reason, it spread virally. At that time, I didn't understand why it was spreading. Now I do, but it spread virally very quickly. And after about 18 months, I had about 1,000 readers. I was very excited. The problem was I wasn't creating an awful lot of income, which doesn't help anybody. And I needed to understand, what do I have to do with these 1,000 readers in order to ensure that I have a sensible business creating sensible revenue and profit? And eventually, I was persuaded by two people to focus on one of the eight business strategies that I kind of understood but hadn't really got clear in my own mind at the time. Eventually, it won't surprise you to learn that I chose a niche market as my strategy, a niche market. And guess what? The niche market that we started working on was financial advisors and financial planners. And we launched the Advisor Gym in January 2006, and we grew like Topsy from there. So that was the business strategy. I made it clear to everybody when I was giving public seminars, this is our strategy, this is what we do, this is what we teach, and you're the market. And made sure that everything thereafter focused on that one target market. So the strategy was very clear to everybody within my business and connected to my business in some way. I then asked myself the question, what's my genius? And I'm going to concentrate on my genius later on in this webinar. But I recognize that, you know, I only had certain things at which I was particularly good, and they tended to be how to show financial advisors and financial planners the process, the path of moving from having a financial planning practice to having a genuine entrepreneurial business, which is profitable, which frees them to enjoy more of their life, and within which excellent financial advice and financial planning was delivered. So that, I understood, was to be my genius, and I'll show you how that broke down in just a while. I then had to develop relevant services, and what I did was I simply asked my initial group of 12 clients who were paying me very small fees, what do you want from me? And the answer came back. And certainly a year before this recording, the program was full of workshops, one-on-one coaching, and then eventually the desire from them to have more templates, more material that they can access without me in terms of videos, PDF templates, maybe downloads from a website, all those kind of things. And all those things, those desires for relevant services led to the birth of the Advisor Blueprint. Next came client journey, and I'd like to show you how that client journey developed before I go back to Genius. So here's the client journey as it was a year before this recording. This is where we came from. This is how we initially developed the Advisor Gym as a program and as a business. And that client journey showed that people met with me in public events or came to me from referrals from existing clients or from people who had seen me and witnessed what I was doing in public events. Then those people gave me their business cards and they were put onto a newsletter database. And that was really critical in the client journey, that they were on the database and I communicated with them and gave them value and information, knowledge and wisdom through my regular weekly newsletters. It started off as monthly, then it went to fortnightly, and eventually became weekly. Stage three was to invite people on that newsletter to join myself and my clients in Advisor Gym workshops. Now, this isn't necessarily the way it works today, but this was the initial client journey. This is where we started. And they came to our client workshops, they saw how I worked with my clients for 7 to 8 hours, and they either loved it or they didn't, and that began to filter people out. We then went to a more intensive one-on-one relationship where for a half a day initially, nowadays, or thereafter it became a full day if they wanted it. They'd been with me for a whole day at a workshop. Now they're going to spend one-on-one private time with me in what we called a discovery meeting, very intensive discovery of whether they had any chance of developing the kind of business that they said they wanted, whether they had the right mindset, the right attitude, and could develop the skill sets in order to take their business to a completely new level and turn a practice to a business. So that was stage four in the client journey. So can you see how people started off as strangers, then gradually not get to know about our culture, who we are, who I am, and became familiar with the way I thought and expressed myself, then started to become part of the community through the workshop, if only for a day, came to decide whether they liked what we did or not, wanted to know more, wanted to learn to trust us, and then trust me. And then finally, the trust was developed very deeply in the discovery meeting, where they then decided whether, whilst they trusted me, trusted our business, whether they wanted that to be part of their life. So that was the classic relationship and marketing journey. What came next? Well, they joined one of the programs. And we called that, and still do today, the Inner Circle program. So there was an Inner Circle group who would get access to me, and they could choose initially three, eventually two, because they chose these two over the third lesser program. These two became more popular, the Classic program and the Executive program, each with more and more access to me and my coaching. On top of these ways of communicating with me, everybody in both programs attended quarterly workshops. Then, because more was desired, relevant services were needed, driven by their desires, their wishes, their needs, and we created two things. We created a program for, if you like, alumni post these one-to-one programs, where people have been with me for 2-3 years and wanted a less intense relationship, but still wanted to be part of the community. So we developed those. And then finally, we developed where we are now, which is a web platform for my clients, where we started to communicate with them so that they could have access to my intellectual property and other people's intellectual property without us being there. And that clearly was driven by a web platform. And that's where you find us today. So that was the client journey. I hope that shows you how you could develop a client journey and show the client, well, what happens next and what happens next and what happens next before they actually become a client of yours. It just eases their mind and reduces the risk of, well, I'm not sure what happens, which is a question that has to be addressed. If you don't address that question, the risk element stays in their mind. They don't know where you're going with this relationship, this communication, and they're not sure what they're letting themselves in for and whether in the medium to long term they really want to let themselves in for what you're about to do with them. Clear that out the way very early on in your touch points with them as you develop from stranger to desirous of meeting with you and working with you, and it will simply drop a lot of barriers for you. So that's the client journey. Let's go back to genius. I want to just spend a few minutes on this before we summarize this webinar. I've told you that I had a very clear strategy and I learned to communicate that to the target niche market, that I understood what my expertise was and it wasn't, and I made sure the market knew what it was and it wasn't. So I focus a lot of my blogging and tweeting and workshops on things I was brilliant at or was certainly better than the average, and left other people to help me with the things where I was simply competent. Then I told my prospective clients about, this is how we behave here, this is what we stand for, this is our value system. And it started with the Soul Millionaire concept. The book that I wrote, The Soul Millionaire, was all about creating a legacy and making a difference in the world and being far less selfish and far more selfless. And this started to drive itself into the Advisor Gym programs. And so when we take new clients on, we let them know this is our ethos. If all you're interested in is buying something for a dollar and selling it for two, that kind of pure financial commercial aspect of this is why I'm in business, you know what? This program is not for you. Yes, we want you to make fabulous profits. We want you to significantly increase your predictable revenue and your personal income and free you up to enjoy more of your life and not be consumed and driven to insanity by your business. But in the Advisor Gym and in the Soul Millionaire programs, we ask for more than that. We ask you to develop for yourself your own purpose for being in business. What difference are you going to make in your clients' lives? Is the underlying question of all Advisor Gym programs and all Soul Millionaire programs. So if people don't like that ethos, well, then they don't join. And I make sure it's very upfront, it's very clear. You know what? This is what we stand for. If this isn't your bag, you really shouldn't be part of our programs. So I make my behavior very clear. Then I know what the problems of a financial advisor are because I used to be one. And I make sure that all the time I communicate those very clearly. And finally, I show people how I deliver outcomes. Let me just show you an example of articulating problems. Let me show you then how I articulated the problems of IFAs because I understood what the problems were. Here's a blog that I, or an email that I sent out to lead people to a blog recently before, just before I produced this webinar. And it read, how astute IFAs consistently attract quality clients month in, month out. Have you ever sat at your desk and wondered, how do they do that? It's frustrating, isn't it? I mean, look at what you do. You develop your not their socks off service. You study like a Trojan. You nurture relationships of trust over many years. But the question still haunts you. How can I attract really great quality clients consistently month in and month out? And you look at others with their websites and their seminars and their videos and their blogs and their tweets and you wonder, why can't I do that? Well, can you see how I've expressed the problem of the marketplace that I'm addressing? I understand what it is and I understand this is a big pain, a nuisance and frustration for many, many highly skilled financial advisors, financial planners. No matter how well qualified they are, they keep asking me this question, how can I attract really great quality clients consistently month in and month out? I know it's a frustration to them and I articulate it back to them and really force them to face up to the fact that, hey guys, this is your problem, isn't it? And I know what it is. And guess what? Join us in June for the solution. That's how you articulate your client's problem. So what we've done then is covered all aspects, all four major aspects, this is, of developing your product. Articulating the strategy, being very clear about the genius that I'm offering, devising and promoting relevant services, asking the market what it wants, and then showing the market how it's going to keep touching base with me and move along this relationship with me until we want to do business together, and beyond that, what happens once we're in business. That's how you develop your product. That's a real life example. And clearly what I'll be doing with you is showing you more of that relevant to you as an example, relevant to the IFA client journey, if you will, and all the other aspects, both in the attraction pillar and in the service pillar, where I show you how to develop these things in real life. That's how you do it.